The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With fuel prices ever on the rise, many people are looking for an EV as their daily drive. In fact, current figures are showing electric cars actually outselling both petrol and diesel models in the new car market. But what's so attractive about these latest models? Well, one person who certainly knows is motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, Ger Herbert. Ger, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's look at car sales first and what the indications are.
Yeah, so car sales generally are up. They were up in February. The year overall is up by about 4.3%. Sort of the big, I suppose, news for the car market is EVs. EVs continue to rise. They're up nearly about, I think it's 37% overall at this stage. About 10,000, more than 10,000 sold year to date. They were up 14.4% in February. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the March sales, because the first 3 months, even though we have that split registration, are still the crucial 3 months, and they're a good indicator for the rest of the year. But definitely another interesting one, as you say, hybrids are now the single large, they take the largest slice of the market in terms of engine.
So effectively, with electric, you're automatic. With hybrid, you're automatic. So the market is, the stick shift is dying.
It is. It's gone completely at this stage. And more people are saying that to me about their kids learning to drive. Is there any point learning to drive in a manual at this stage? So when you see that share of the market, I mean, diesel now is the lowest proportion. And like even plug-in hybrids are outselling diesel. So, you know.
We can see where the future lies. Now, let's look at brands, first of all, rather than models. The top 10 selling brands so far.
Yeah, so overall, it's not surprising it's Toyota. They are the biggest seller of hybrids. If hybrids are doing well, Toyota are doing well. So they retain that top spot. There's also Hyundai, Volkswagen, Skoda and Kia. They're in the top five. Also in the top 10 are Peugeot, Ford, Audi, Dacia and Renault.
And the new models that are selling best.
Again, no surprise here. The Toyota Yaris Cross and the Hyundai Tucson, Kia Sportage, Toyota Corolla Cross and the Toyota Corolla. So they really dominate in terms of models Toyota do at the moment.
Now talk to me about the best-selling EVs then by brand.
Yeah, again, no surprise here. The Volkswagen ID.4 has been the best seller in this market for a very long time. I suppose the new entrance there is the Inster continues to do well in that small car
market.
That's
the tiny little Hyundai.
And really well priced. The Kia EV3 as well, which only has been on sale really for a full year at this stage, is doing well. The Kona continues to outsell. I mean, it is this stage, it's probably the oldest EV, one of the oldest EVs on the market, and yet it has a very loyal following.
It got a facelift though, didn't it? It's smarter than the original one was.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, the Kona was the car that came on to the market with a 400 kilometre range, if you remember at the time, and that was unheard of. We had moved from sort of 250 to all of a sudden 400. You know, this was an affordable car. And then the Hyundai Ioniq, the BZ4X from Toyota is a new entrant. This is a brand new model with better range and everything else.
Yeah, because their BZ range is their electric range,
yeah,
isn't that the idea? What is it, Beyond the Horizon or some thing
Beyond
like
Zero.
That? Beyond Zero. Now, some of the other maybe unfamiliar, BYD is becoming, of course, more familiar. I've been in several taxis that are BYDs. There's the Skoda Elroq, the MG S5, and there's a Ford in there in the top 10.
Ford Explorer, yeah. Ford have been slow in the whole. And I mean, at this stage, practically their entire range is electric, but they have been slow to sort of grab a decent slice of the market, but that's beginning to happen now.
Now, in terms of geography, I mean, I think of the EV as kind of the Dublin market and maybe other cities too, because when you're crawling through the traffic, when you're driving an EV, you're not wasting much fuel. You might be keeping your heated seat warm or something like that, but you're not using much fuel. But it's spreading.
It is. It's interesting. I mean, the market, like if you think about it in terms of if you have a driveway, you're far more likely to have a driveway in rural Ireland. So therefore, you would imagine there would be more EVs sold there. But the public charging network hasn't caught up to the same extent in rural areas. So that's put a lot of people off. But now we see EV growth is actually disproportionately strong in many rural areas. So Roscommon, over 200%, Longford, 100%, Sligo, Mayo, Kilkenny. Now, having said that, there was EV growth in all of the counties. Every county saw growth. So, you know, it's not just.
But the key
range
is charge at home. You know, if you can charge every night overnight, you're hardly going to run out of range with the extended range of most of the models now.
Yeah. And when we get to the sort of ranges we're looking at this year, I mean, you'd be talking about charging maybe once a week, twice a week, not even every night. So, yeah, much more.
Now, you've been doing some posh driving of late. The BMW iX3, which is a car I think is very exciting.
Yeah, this is the car I've been dying to drive. It was unveiled in Munich in July of last year, so I got to see it, missed the international launch, so finally got my hands on it in the UK this week. Now, it is the first of 40 cars coming from BMW in the next 2 years, so a serious amount of...
This is the Neue Klasse.
The Neue Klasse,
in other words, new class.
Brand new class. Now, it's probably one of the most important, they reckon, BMWs in 60 years. When they brought out the Neue Klasse before, they basically ripped up the rule book and designed what was now the modern BMW. They've done it again. This is a brand new technology, brand new car. It's basically an SUV. It is not a revamped X3. It is a totally new car. It has 108 kilowatt hour battery, but the really big thing is the WLTP range is 800 kilometres.
800 kilometres. To Donegal and back, and then pop down to Cork, and
spare. And now, in fairness, having driven it, you do have to go wow when you see 700 and anything on your dash in terms of the range. And I would honestly say, no matter how you drive it, and if you drive it like any car, and you just completely forget it's electric, you're still going to get over.
So you hammer down the motorway in Britain.
Yeah. And you will. It is efficient. It also is really, really nice to drive. I was very impressed with that. It handles like a small hatch, even though it's an SUV, and it's a heavy SUV because it's electric. Inside, it's quite different from any BMW you've seen before. The iDrive, the system is gone. It's completely different. But there is a sweeping windscreen display, which you can actually customise. So you can put all your key information. So it's very nice, I have to say. Very
okay, and a great car to drive, which is very important for BMW.
It drives like a BMW. It is actually in dealerships at the moment as well. So if you fancy test driving it, go down to your local dealership and take it for a spin.
What else is coming on?
Volvo have a new ES90. Now, this is a big, large saloon in the old style of Volvo saloons, if you remember that. So it's a nice kind of alternative to an SUV. It has a range. Now, they claim about 627 to 647. I found it to be about 550.
Still plenty.
Yeah, beautiful to look at, beautiful inside, all minimalist. Again, it's the same as the EX30, though everything goes through the touchscreen to the point that if you want to open the glove box, if you want to change the mirrors, all of that goes through the touchscreen, which drives me insane.
Yeah, I mean, isn't there a push to get more buttons back in cars?
Well, they are coming back because this year, if you're a brand new car to the market and you're tested by the Euro NCAP, unless you have key functions... which they define as the key things that drivers use regularly. If you don't have buttons for those, you won't get a 5-star rating. Now, in terms of safety, of course, this car has all of the bells and whistles you'd expect. There's radar and LiDAR, and it can detect when children or pets are left inside. It can detect objects in the dark, all sorts of things.
Now, we'll go to Asia, and we can go to Korea, and then to China with some of the brands that are there. We're familiar with Kia. What have they got?
The PV5, I think this is a love it or hate it car, right? So it's basically based on a van. So it's a big, huge MPV with acres of space in it. It's actually only about the size of the ID Buzz, but actually it looks and feels bigger on the road. I have to say, the turning circle is nice. It's lovely to drive and all that, but it does feel like a very big car on the road. But if you're interested in space and you have family, there's a 7-seater coming next this summer. The current model is a 5-seater. So I think... some families will adore this. Other people will look at it and think, you bought a van, why did you bother? The only thing I would say is the charging port is to the front. That always puts me off. I'd rather a charging point to the back. I'd rather reverse into a charging space and then drive out. I really just don't like charging ports at the front. So anyway, but it is, and it's very well priced. It's 40-ish. I've just now mislaid the price. 42,500. Competes with the likes of the Citroen Space Tour and the ID Buzz.
Now, XPeng arrived late last year into Ireland. The XPeng G6, what is that?
Yes, basically this car came in last year, but it was kind of at the end of its product life cycle. So now it's due a facelift, even though it's only been in Ireland for a year. So they have improved the interior. They've done various different tweaks. The biggest change with the G6, though, is the charging speed. It is phenomenally fast. I took it to Ionity, now I know an Ionity is a fast charger. Yeah. But literally you just watch the mileage rack up in front of you, which is quite a sight now. So it's worth just even taking it to a public charger just to see that. Very much a competitor of the Model Y.
It's 42,000 is it starts at, and there may be a longer range version at a bit more.
There's a longer range at 49, but if you consider it competes with the likes of the Audi Q4 e-tron, the Ioniq 5, the, as I said, the Tesla Model Y long range, very competitively priced, and you're getting a lot with the Chinese cars. They're not cheap, but you get an awful lot for your money. So that thing is, look spec.
Now, what about the Leap motor?
Yes, so the Leap motor T03. Again, we see the Inster Chinese doing really, really well. And this is a competitor of that. So it's one of these small, cheap electric cars. It has a range of about 265. Realistically, you'll get about 200. You will get four people in it. It's a small little car. Competes with the likes of the Fiat 500e, the Dacia Spring, the Dolphin Surf Active, you know, the BYD one.
Yeah.
Again, so lots to offer. If you're in the market for a new car and you don't have a huge budget and, you know, you're looking electric, well worth considering.
Okay, that's only 18,950 plus delivery charges and so on. So that's affordable and a brand new EV for that kind of price. Now, what about people being reluctant about, you know, range anxiety? Is that evaporating now? And, you know, secondhand values of EVs when you go on the likes of CarZone and so on, how are the prices holding up?
Secondhand values are definitely holding up now. But the problem is, Pat, and the problem has always been, secondhand values have been affected not by the cars, not by the batteries, not by anything like that, but by car makers reducing the price of the new car. If you have a car that you spent 40,000 on last year and suddenly the car maker has taken 5,000 off that, your car is not worth in 3 years' time what you thought it was going to be.
So the Tesla were the worst example of that. And then VW followed.
Volkswagen did it, and then a load of others did it. And that is the problem. So as long as the car makers stop tweaking with the prices, and they have more or less stopped now.
We're stable now.
We're stable, yeah.
So we should see a comparative values stabilising for the secondhand EV market, because that's when it'll really grow, when the secondhand market kicks in.
Yeah, because I mean, the new car market is a fraction of the cars that are changed hands every year. Very few people buy new cars. Very few people have the money for new cars. And until there is a secondhand market, really, EV is not an option for everybody, but we're seeing more and more of them coming now.
I was in a taxi the other day, a Kia EV6, very spacious. I mean, I'm 6 foot tall and still loads of space. I was in the back and he told me it cost him 4 to 5 euro a night to do his taxiing.
Yeah.
In fuel costs.
And I think that's going to make a big difference depending on how high prices go, is people will start to look. If you have a smart meter at home and you have a good tariff, you know, and some of them are just, they kick in at 11 o'clock at night, maybe till 7 in the morning, then you can really make an awful lot of saving on an EV.
Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.